Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons like Oliver's, Mammy Jams, Peggy Hudson, and Peter Chapman, who support the show via Patreon. Sign up today at patreon.com and get Patreon-only bonus stories, ad-free listening, and more. Join today, patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
I'm eating pizza. Nom, nom, nom.
You're listening to That Story Show.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
What's it?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house.
I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, the show that puts your real-life stories into the spotlight. It's episode 431, brought to you the week of December 22nd, 2022. I got off work at 10 o'clock today because of storms in the Midwest. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John, and I'm just here because I already had the week off because I was done with work for the week. And
oh, lucky dog.
Here I am. It's almost Christmas, though, James, and you know what?
What?
I can't stop it. I got to think about our buddy Santa for a minute.
Okay.
And you know what he suffers from when he gets stuck in a chimney?
No.
Claustrophobia.
Oh.
Claustrophobia.
That's good. That's good.
That's not.
Do you remember, what's it called? Gremlins, when the girl has this big, horrible memory of Santa Claus stuck in the chimney, and it was her dang dad, and this is what she remembers. It's like the worst part of the movie. And it's supposed to be.
She hates Christmas.
It's supposed to be dark humor, you know? But my sister watched it when she was young and didn't get that. And it stuck with her for like a month. This poor girl's father died cramped up in a chimney. But anyway, don't go down chimneys, kids. It's not.
Yeah, don't surprise your family with that.
It's at all. Not a good surprise. So anyway,
Santa's magic. That's why he can do that.
Yeah. And if you rearrange the word Santa, you get Satan. So stay away from Satan.
Satan can get into your chimney too.
Of course, you could do the same with satin. And so that fabric is out of the, stay off with the satin. You can add letters and stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. Don't be messing with satin. He's a bad guy. We always open up with a story. Hi, this is Bailey, and I'm listening to episode 412. In this episode, I learned that you play trumpet. I also play the trumpet. I played trumpet. I can still do, like some scales and stuff. But anyway, I am second chair, by the way. I was the last in third chair. Anyway, there is my story. When I was in pre-K, there used to be this kid who would pick on me every single day. And also, despite me being only 3 or 4, I knew how to punch. Probably because I had an older brother. Yeah, that's definitely why. One day this kid pushed me off the swing, and I remember grabbing him by his shirt and punching him right in the eye.
That's
amazing. He looked at me and said,
"Why is that funny to me?"
I don't know, but that's why I put it in the show.
Pre-K person. Yeah,
just punching somebody. You just gave me a black eye, says the kid. No, really? I thought I gave you a donut. I had, in fact, given him a black eye, and when I got in trouble, but deep down, we both knew he deserved it. I hope this makes it on the show, Bailey. So
we both knew he deserved it.
you know, him and Bailey years later at the preschool reunion, you know, I deserved it, buddy. I did. I pushed
my you. Fault.
Oh, you, I pushed you off the swing, you know? Oh, I love it because
I used to steal your lunch money.
It's like old school stuff, you know, these days you can't do anything like that. But back in the day, you know, if a bully came on and you had the guts to back it up, you could take care of it yourself, you know? And that's what Bailey did. Bailey took care of it himself. Let's rewind the week.
Rewinding.
All right. I decided.
Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I decided to not speak English to my dogs anymore. Because
what?
Well, why? They don't understand it. They understand basic body language, I think. Like, they understand when I'm putting chips into a sandwich bag for lunch. They know that I'm probably going to drop a chip. But they don't know English, you know? They know the word treat.
No tone.
They know a couple of things. Walk, I think they understand. Out, you know, I think they understand. But when I talk to them, especially when I'm getting onto them and correcting them, they don't understand me at all. So now I refuse to speak English to them. That being said, the one time I broke my rule, they were outside. One dog came in, the other wouldn't. It was dark and it was cold and I wanted to be inside. And the little dog, the dog I hate, was being bad and wouldn't come in. And so I had heard a trick my wife had used where she said, "Leia, you want a treat?" And the word treat is a key word. And the dog came in and she gave her a treat. And now my mind is different. I'm like, you just rewarded the dog for being bad, you know?
Yep. Yep.
But I really wanted the dog to come in. So I sunk to that level and I said, "Hey, Leia, you want a treat?" And she came running in the house and I closed the door and I didn't give him a treat. I've never lied to a dog before.
Well, that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong
with
that.
They just kind of wandered around looking at me. Both of them heard the word, so they knew, you know, hey, we're both kidding. So I'd never lied to a dog before, never to any animal that I'm aware of. But I did feel kind of guilty, and I wonder if it counts. You know?
Oh, that's a good point.
Does it count?
I don't know, man. I'm sure there's some repercussions way down the road. Like, if you continually do that, the dog won't believe you anymore.
Right.
Maybe you should start saying something that rhymes with treat, like, "Hey, Leia, you want to get beat?" And then she'll run in and you get whoop the dog. I'm sorry, I can't condone that. I rewind and take those words back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to work, though. I just straight up lied to a dog. When I'm in heaven, you know, on Judgment Day, and I'm in line, and there's this big screen, because that's what it is. It's like Jesus, God is Steve Jobs, and there's a big screen behind him, and he's replaying all the things from my life. That moment, oh, you know what? You lied. And I'm like, but does it count, God, really? I lied to dogs. And Sims2 Rachel in the chat room says that it does count. And I did lie to a dog, and she would never lie to a dog.
Well, you know, God backwards is dog. Wow. G-O-D backwards is D-O-G. G-O-D, D-O-G. Yeah. So maybe there's something there.
Maybe there is, like maybe. Satan and Satin.
Yeah, or Santa. Oh, no.
Oh,
well, I don't hold anything above your head, and I'm sure that Leia has already forgotten about it. So
yeah,
there you go.
She has. I'm a dog liar. I lie to dogs.
Yep. She's going to tell the other one that you can't stand, that you won't mean it when you say treat.
Yeah, it'll only work a couple times, and then it won't work at all. So they'll
That's
know.
That.
They'll know. But it worked that time. I got him in the house, and I felt really smart. Like, And then they looked sad, and I was like, I just lied.
Wait,
I just lied.
They're expecting something from you. You're a jerk.
I'm going to use it, though. I would do it again. I would lie again. I would lie to my dogs.
Get them in the house, right?
Every now and then, one of them poops in the house, and they don't own up to it, either one of them. So,
yeah. It's like, I'm going to blame it on the other one. He'll never figure it out.
I don't poop in the house. DNA analysis? I do poop in the house, but I don't do it on the rug, you know? So, I don't know. Mm. Anyway, what do you got?
You should try it. Okay. Well, this is...
just leave that there.
This is just kind of a... yeah. This isn't necessarily a life update or anything, but I did something... that I haven't done in a long time.
Elijah,
and it was very weird. I went to a different church. and it's not because I'm leaving or anything. I'm on vacation. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go down and visit my dad. So went down and visited my dad in Florida. And while I was there, I was like, let's go to church. And so I decided to go to the church.
I'm sorry. You are a real Christian. You really are, because... Christians like me, I've never gone to church on vacation ever once.
And well, is it really vacation if you're visiting family? I mean, it's kind of different.
Is it really vacation if you don't go to church? I thought that's what you were going to say. Like,
I was going to say that. Thank you for correcting me.
I just don't want to be in line behind John after, you know, when Steve Jobs is up there pointing out all our sins. John's got this short film and I'm just 3 hours Marvel movie.
No, I assure you, I have plenty of indiscretions, but I went to church. Okay. And I went to the church. So right down the street from where my dad lives is the school that I grew up at. Well, I went there until I was, you know, kindergarten till seventh grade.
Okay.
And there's a church there now, and there was always a church there, but it's, you know, it's changed management. So it's not Ranchland anymore. It's Starlight, something like that.
Wow.
So, but I thought this would be cool. Let's go down there. I can relive some of my past because, you know, some of the old buildings and stuff are all there, which, man, dude, they're a lot smaller than I remember them being. That's the weirdest thing. I hadn't been in those rooms since I was 12 years old.
And they're like, get out of the nursery, John. Gosh.
There's nobody there.
Weirdo.
But it probably wasn't. Those rooms are so small. But anyways, so I'm there and we walk in the front door and a freaky thing. I knew one of the people in there. She had actually gone to this church where I'm at now. And I walk in and she didn't really recognize me. And I said, hey, are you so-and-so? And she's like, yeah, how do I know you? I'm like, well, you went to church in Noonan and... so you know me from there. And so we sat through church. It was great. Good Baptist church. It was, everything was good. And then after I hear a voice behind me, she said, Johnny. And, I turn around. I was like, hey, I knew her too. She actually went to the school the same time I did.
Oh my goodness.
And so, you know, it was really interesting and weird to reconnect with somebody that I knew a little bit ago and somebody I knew a long time ago, all in church, James.
That's weird.
How amazing is that?
I just feel bad for the first lady because she's like having to call the guys in the black suits. Somebody found me from my past life. We've got to move.
Got to move again.
I'm going to need a new church and a new location. Church is the most important thing. Oh, that's crazy that you ran into somebody you knew at a place where you used to go when you were a kid and they never left.
I know.
They've been there.
Well, she said she's been going there since she was 17. So there's a few years where she wasn't there, but yeah.
Daggum.
So she was there during the change of management, I guess, or whatever the church transition or whatever you call it.
The regeneration.
Regeneration.
Pastors don't go anywhere. They just regenerate. Yeah. I'm now a pastor that shouts at you every Sunday. And
right.
Now I'm a prosperity preacher. Oh, nope. Now I love television. You know, so.
Now we're going to be liturgical.
Now I'm an old man that can barely make it up the steps. You know, so. Anyway, I want to thank a couple patrons. Infinity Tech just became an annual patron, and Isaiah Carvaduck. I'll just say, because I don't know that last
Carvaduck.
Name. Carvaduck.
Sharanduk.
Yeah?
I will mispronounce it in a different way, but at least it
in
sounds
in a Star
closer.
Wars way. Yeah.
Sharanduk. That's cool.
He became an annual patron from Canada, so thank you so much.
Oh, Canadian. I should have put an accent in there.
Yeah. Carvaduck. Isaiah
Carvaduck's probably correct, actually.
Yeah.
For Canadian.
Fall off Moosehead Road or whatever the thing is that they have there. We have a couple of reviews, actually just one from mypodcastreviews.com. This podcast is amazing, says Bailey the Texan. This podcast is so amazing. I love comedy, but most comedy is just dirty. That's right, it is.
Mm.
Ours is right. Ours is just crappy. So it's a trade. It's a trade-off.
You either dirty.
Dirty or crappy. So, and these two crackheads are hilarious and clean.
Oh,
wow. They are okay. Christians who are just straight out funny. I have recommended this to all my friends. I hope you decide to try it out. And you have to listen from episode one, Bailey the Texan. Well, that's the best review we've had in a while. We were called crackheads. Yeah.
Yeah. That made it in. Is the filter going to pick that up and, you know, boycott this episode because of crackhead comments?
Mommy, what's a crackhead? You shut up because you have to be
rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be listening unless you're 10 and up. And by your time you're 10, you know what a crackhead is. So,
I don't know what it is, but
Johnny's clear and bright and he doesn't know about things. I have a brief announcement. You can now support the show through the Apple Podcast app and unlock the same bonus content that our patrons enjoy. Check it out in the Apple Podcast app today. All right, we got some jokes. Just a few, just five. Some people say they like them. John, what?
Yeah.
What does a building wear? I was going to ruin it right away.
What does a building wear?
A dress.
I don't know.
Address, you know.
A dress.
So I was going to be like, what kind of dress does a building wear? That's what I was going to say.
I don't know. Is it like a pencil skirt?
What do you call a deer with no eyes?
No idea.
No idea. You win. Yay.
I knew that one. I knew that one. I was going to use it once, but I didn't.
Oh, number three. I can cut a log just by looking at it. Impossible, you say? I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it with my own eyes.
I saw it with my own eyes, my own two eyes.
Why did the broom decide to go to bed early? It was sweepy.
It was sweepy.
It's not too bad. What do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef.
Oh.
What do you call a cow with three legs? Lean beef. What do you call a cow with two legs? Your mom!
You're mean.
Your mom.
The cow with two legs. I'm going to use that one in middle school.
Thank you for listening to the jokes. It's time for us to do some listener stories. But first, a message from our sponsors. All right. This is called Bad Luck Stuck, and it is from Nicole from Wichita Falls, Texas. Hi, my name is Nicole.
Another Texan.
And I am a fifth grader from Texas. I want to tell you what happened to me in third grade. This is elementary school drama, and an LBB is in this story. Oh, goodness, really? I can't find the sound effect for LBB. There it is.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, just a big LBB on the button. I don't know why I couldn't find it. But anyway, this story took place on my school playground during recess. Imagine a typical jungle gym with red slides, monkey bars, and a small play area underneath surrounded by poles. On one beautiful sunny day, my classmates and I were outside when an LBB girl named Jenny dared me to put my leg between the poles. As a dumb third grader, I couldn't back down from a challenge. I did what my friend, quote unquote, dared me to do.
Dog dare.
And I put my leg between the poles. After proving my courage, I tried to pull myself out. But no, to my horror, I couldn't. My leg was completely stuck.
One of the many tools of the
stuck
devil.
Yeah.
Stuck.
One of my tiny friends went to get the teacher while another tried to help me pull my leg out. As a person, I can handle pain, but when I tell you it hurt, it did. The teacher soon arrived, and I thought, finally, I'm saved. But her attempts to free me were unsuccessful. Soon, more teachers and the principal came by to help.
Fire department showed up.
This is the worst. It's the worst. It's like one of my stories. They slathered my leg with everything from soap to hand lotion, but it was no use. My leg wouldn't budge. I began to think I was going to be stuck forever. And after what felt like hours, they called the fire department. Not one, not two, but four fire trucks came to help this third grader.
Four.
Good grief. A four-alarm fire.
They must have been really bored that day.
When the firefighters arrived, they brought out a scary-looking contraption, and I immediately thought they were going to cut off my leg with it. I was in a sheer state of panic, but the teacher soon calmed me down and told me it was to help them pry the bars apart. Later, I found out the contraption was called the Jaws of Life. Holy crap.
Yes. Nice.
Have you ever seen those things? They're terrible.
They're
wonderful.
Me out of the car when I had my accident,
but they're scary looking, you know, they're
yeah.
If you were a third grader and somebody came after you with those, you'd definitely be thinking they're going to shear my leg off like scissors.
They're going to take this, and it would do it too.
Yeah. Shortly
not stuck anymore, are you, kid?
No. Shortly after my rescue, my dad arrived. I hugged him so hard and cried my eyes out. I was so happy to be free with both of my legs. He had to go back to work. Sorry, honey. I'm glad you're fine, but I have to go.
Just came to show up and you're good.
Token hug. So I returned to class with an ice pack and a nice, clean smelling leg. From all the lotion.
Yeah. Soap and the lotion.
It puts the lotion in the basket. My classmates were so happy for me to be okay, especially Jenny, the second grader. Now when I cross the path of that playground, I see the bent bars and I tremble in fear. I hope this makes it on the show. God bless Nicole from Wichita Falls, Texas. Oh, goodness gracious.
Dude. That's the Texas version of a Christmas story. I mean, everything was screaming. You know, I was making a couple references in there. I don't know if you caught them or not. The triple dog dare.
Yeah.
But that's hilarious.
Have you
I'm
seen,
glad you got your leg back, Nicole.
You seen the previews for the movie they made about the Christmas story? They made Ralphie's the dad in it.
Oh, yeah. It's like he grows up and goes back home or something.
Something.
Like that,
I don't
right?
know. I don't know if I'm going to watch it or not, but I think
I want to. I'm hoping they did it justice.
Well, from what I understand, there is a sequel to it, and it was like direct to DVD back in the day, and everybody's trying to act like it wasn't real.
It looked ridiculously awful.
Yeah.
I watched a trailer because I was trying to find where to watch this movie that you're talking about. It's like a return home. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Even called, but I know it's not on Netflix and I know it's not on Disney Plus.
Sims 2 Rachel said it's on HBO Max. So there you go.
Oh, well, I don't have access to that either. So,
oh, well,
I'll have to find a friend.
There you go. With a loose password.
Yeah.
Not that we condone that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't have a clue. All right, John, read us a story.
All right. Hey, this one comes to us from Carol in Texas. So apparently today's show is sponsored by Texas.
Thanks, Texas. We love you.
Thanks, Texas. This story is called Wisdom. Not spelled in the conventional way. Wisdom. This is Carol from Texas, and here's my story. I have a sister-in-law. My sister-in-law has a boyfriend. What do you say? Okay. I'm sorry. I just had a mental collapse there, because usually when you have a sister-in-law, it's because you're married to somebody who has a husband that's related to you, but that could be totally different. So it's
modern family. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you can have an in-law without that in-law actually being married. So yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Sorry, Carol, for messing up my brain. My sister-in-law has a boyfriend. Her boyfriend brings her a lot of gifts. Sounds like a good man. This time he brought her the gift of wisdom, or rather a wisdom tooth. He gave it to her and said, "This way you can always have a part of me." I don't know why he sounded like a young Keanu Reeves, but that's what he did. I laughed so hard when she told me this happened, I knew I had to send it in.
Yeah.
She thought it was weird, but still accepted the gift with a, "Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to break up with you as soon as possible."
No, she had it turned into a ring, James. I'm just kidding. And she received it with great gratitude. Gratefully, she received it. And yes, he knew it was a weird thing to do, but he still thought it was sweet. He thought his gift to her was sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe that was his sweet tooth, huh? Ba-dum-tsh. I'm sorry. Thanks for reading, Carol from Texas.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the necklace of children's teeth didn't turn her off. So, you know, the gift of a wisdom tooth was nothing, you know, compared to that. Like, you can't.
What would have been really cool is if he would have had it mounted to something, or made turn a necklace or pendant out of it.
Yeah.
What is that weird stone? Oh, that's my wisdom tooth. I had it pulled just for you, babe.
I don't know.
It's my
man.
Sweet tooth.
It reminds me of that story that we got sent in a few years ago about the guy that swallowed his crown or something. And then dug through his dookie to find it. I used dookie on purpose because I wanted it to be as gross as possible. And that's the worst word.
Well, that's the worst part of that story is that he
bleached it.
He had it rinsed off and put it back in.
Put it back in!
That's so gross.
Bless God. Yeah, he put it back in.
But saved some money, didn't he?
Yeah.
Those things aren't cheap.
No, but you know what? I don't know. I just, no.
It does violate your rule. If anything,
once something
happens to something, it belongs to
that. It belongs to that thing. Yeah, forever.
Yep.
And you're, it ain't just you. You know, are you married? You know, you're... You're bringing other people in on this, you know? It's just, I think the insurance company would understand. That's all I'm saying. I think they would understand. All right, this is called Speaker Sneaker. It's from Alan. He said, "Recently, my wife and I went to a training session for a missions trip we were going on. I usually find these meetings to be absolutely a waste of time because I always am told things that could have just been an email. However, this time, the stuff went down. That I shall forever elicit. It shall forever elicit a chuckle from my wife and me. We had finished lunch, and a round, bald gentleman began speaking on the security aspects of the trip, how to handle customs, how to communicate in the country, etc. I was actually rather impressed with this guy's speaking ability. He communicated effectively and eloquently, which is rare, especially in a setting such as this. He was preparing to move on to a different topic, so he asked if we had any questions. One lady spoke up, and as she began to speak, my wife noticed the speaker crossing his legs as he stood listening. Then she heard a distinct splat, or a particularly wet sounding poot, for the lack of a better word. The man waited patiently as the lady with the questions finished asking. He responded briefly, and then he said to the trip leader, "Lucy, could you take over for a bit? I need to take a break." And then he hurried off to the restroom, where he spent a solid, or possibly liquid, 20 minutes. You okay, John?
Yeah.
I just want to say that I hope most of that time was spent cleaning his underwear, Alan. I picked it because it was, yes, it was a poop story, but it was an adult's poop story. And it's so rare that we get those. And
so he was really close to a microphone.
Yeah. And he crossed his legs standing up. He knew something was coming. You can't control those kinds of things. And he was in a unique situation where he was in front of people. And he at least, whatever happened, whatever squeaked out, you know, he held it at bay until the lady was done with her question. And he's probably like, can't you hurry the freak up? It's gonna stain my socks.
So, I should not have opened the floor for this. Somebody's gonna need to open the door for me.
Open the door. Oh man. So That was good. Thanks so much. Well,
thanks, Alan, for sharing that.
Yeah.
James, I got a story here from Maureen from Fridley, Minnesota / Texas.
I've been to Fridley.
Fridley? Really?
No, I haven't. Never heard of it. Sorry.
I didn't know there was such a thing as Fridley, but now
I like it.
Sounds like you'd eat something at dinner called a Fridley. But this is a story about Zoom meeting cleaning. Zoom meeting. Do you remember Zoom, James?
I do. It was briefly the hottest thing in America.
Yeah, briefly for 2020.
Yeah.
We even did We did a That Story Show Zoom once during the pandemic. That was a lot of fun.
We were super cool back then.
Yeah. We had like a billion people or maybe 20-something people join us.
It was like 40-something folks there. I remember Zoom call. Yeah.
It was a lot. I was overwhelmed. You did a good job, by the way.
Well, thank you.
But this is different. This comes to us from Maureen. She says, hi, I'm a Nobody's Listening fan from years ago and just realized earlier this month that the podcast is back. Plus, my new fave, Red School Bus, which my son likes too. I have a short story about a Zoom meeting. Once, I was on a Zoom meeting for a continuing education credits. And there must have been like over 50 people in attendance. Just like maybe she was on our call.
Hey. Yeah.
This is a meeting that is supposed to be a very professional. Like if it were in person, everybody would be wearing suits and ties and stuff. Well, someone did not mute themselves during the meeting. I love these stories, James. Let me just go ahead and say I love these stories for the exact reason you're probably thinking. So they didn't mute themselves, so I did what everyone else was probably doing, scrolling through the Zoom faces to see who it was. Lo and behold, there was some guy named Mike with his video camera on and focused in his direction, washing dishes. I instant messaged my coworker to see if they saw Mike, quote unquote, and they did. It was so hilarious and gave me such a good laugh break from all the seriousness of the meeting. Sorry, words. Guess Mike took multitasking very seriously, washing dishes and attending a continuing ed conference. That probably got you some big brownie points, Mike.
Yeah, I'm congrats. Sure he was paying good attention to the meeting there. Oh. Imagine if you tried to pull that in real life, though. You know, you're in a meeting, you bring a tub of water and some freaking dishes, and you're just like, you guys mind if I knock this out during the meeting? No, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Or more realistically, sitting in a conference room with a porta potty. Hey, y'all just keep going. I'm listening.
Gosh, the stories we heard about those instances, people just don't think.
Oh, man.
Just bring my laptop into the bathroom. No big deal.
Yeah. Camera's on, but nobody will notice.
All right. I don't know if this will be a new section or not, but I want to call it the middle school drama of the week.
Dang it. Move out of the way, stupid.
And it's just a window into my world when I'm peeping through stories. We get some pretty random stuff because we have a lot of kids that listen. Or young people, I should say. It's not children. It's middle schoolers. And so Samuel wrote in, and he self-titled this story Cray Cray. So
Cray Cray.
This is a peek into my world. One time on my birthday, I was jumping on my trampoline with my friends and I bounced off and I went super high and I landed on my arm somehow and immediately went numb and I could hardly move it. And a couple of days later, I was at a mansion and my friends pushed me almost in the lake at the mansion and I pushed him into the lake. Hopefully there was no cameras. Hope this makes it on the show. Samuel.
That was one long sentence.
Yes.
And the only punctuation was at the very end of that sentence.
It was an exclamation point. Yes, of course. What else would it be? I love that he was just at a mansion, you know, just randomly at a mansion. That's what you do.
And my friend almost pushed me in the lake at the mansion. And I push him in the lake, hopefully.
Hopefully.
There were no cameras.
Yeah, there's no cameras at a mansion. What are you thinking, you know?
Probably not, yeah.
Gosh, do you remember that part in The Office where Michael fell in the koi pond?
Yes. Yeah, he fell in.
And there was
and
a video.
Nobody helped him.
There was a video, and it was Jim had tripped him.
or no, Jim didn't help him. He like
But he tripped him, though.
Oh, he tripped him.
He tripped him, and he fell in the water. It was Jim's fault, and it really came and bit him. It really did. It was great.
Such a great show.
So wonderful. So sorry they took it off Netflix, because I'm never paying for Paramount Plus or whatever. I just
Peacock?
Peacock, whatever it is. I have a limit to how many subscription services I will pay for.
Right.
And I've hit that mark. I've hit it hard.
What's the next step for all these subscription services, right? Are they going to like form a union and then you're like, oh, well, you can pay this much and then have access to all of them.
I'm really hoping that the one world government will step in and find a way for us to, I don't know, somehow mark our skin on our forehead or our right hand. And that way we can join together in brotherness and unity, and it will combine and it'll get rid of all money. And that way
you wouldn't be able to buy or sell without it.
Right. And it'll just simplify everything. It really will. Yeah. So
what would you do to the people who chose not to, subscribe to that?
Heads gone. Chop off heads their gone. Heads. Yeah.
Wow. That's some dark humor there.
So dark. John wants to quit the show.
I feel like you're quoting something somewhere there.
It's not my fault. I was introduced to what was that movie series? The
Thief in the Night.
Thief in the Night series at church when I was a kid.
A distant thunder.
I'll take the mark. You know. Oh my gosh, and the guillotine and the whole thing. No, James Sickle, this is before Left Behind.
Yeah, this is 1970 something or other.
Yeah, dude, if you don't know, they used to have to get the camera out, the reel-to-reel, and play it for you.
Yep, that's right, dude. The first time I ever saw it was at that school that I was telling you about. And they had it played in that, and we had it in two parts. And I remember there's this one scene, okay? So just to set it up, you open the door, so I'm walking through it. There's this one part where the rapture, quote unquote, happens.
Yeah.
And there's people are doing random things. And this one guy, he's about to cut the grass, right? And this is before, they had the safety bar handle where, you had to hold that bar down to keep your lawnmower running. I had a lawnmower just like that. And every time I went to cut the grass, I was afraid that the rapture was going to happen and either I was going to be gone and the lawnmower was just going to be sitting there running like it was in the movie, or everybody else was going to be gone and I would be cutting the grass.
Oh,
all by myself.
See, I never had that problem because I never thought I was good enough to go to heaven. So I was the guy that was like, I'll run around and check everybody's lawnmowers, and turn them off. So you had nothing to worry about. There was probably a kid in your neighborhood that was like, no, I'm too bad to go. I'll take care of everybody's boiling water on the stove. You know,
yeah, the boiling water too.
I'll pick up all the clothes that are left in the yard and in the beds and stuff.
Check the pockets for money.
Oh man.
Wait, no.
There was, that make you? There's a year kids camp. I did kids camp forever because I was a children's pastor, but they were always supposed to decorate their rooms. And every year there was a room that decorated themselves as the rapture room by laying out their clothes on the bed.
It just looked like a messy teenager's room.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah. But they would lay it out perfectly. Like everyone was laying like a mannequin on the bed when the rapture happened. Nobody would be under the covers or, you know, squirmed up in the bed with their hands all tucked under their chin. You know, everybody falls asleep like they're dead, like they died and were arranged by a mortician. And then the rapture occurred. So, yeah. And their Bibles were always open to the same verse, you know,
Revelation, something or something
Jesus coming in the clouds and the dead will rise and blah, blah, blah. So anyway,
Well, I got another story. We'll leave that behind us. Well, just like the movie Left Behind, we'll A Thief in the Night, though, if you want to look it up,
on YouTube nowadays.
Probably on YouTube, yeah. we should link a clip in the show notes or something. Yeah. But Nate from Massachusetts, Texas, not really, I just added that. He's from Massachusetts. He's got a great story about fuzzy Oreos for us. It says, when I was around 11 or 12 years old, my parents took me to the local Blockbuster to rent a movie for the weekend. Oh, the good days, man.
Dude, nobody knows. Days. It's so easy to find a movie now, but going to the Blockbuster was an event. Your whole family went in, and you walked that back row, that whole back row with the new releases, and they would have all these boxes, but no tapes because everything was gone. And so then you had to go down the side aisles with the 80s movies in it, you know, but your mom wouldn't let you go down certain aisles because they were full of romance and horror. You know, it was, there was so much going on, and it would take an hour to pick out a couple of movies and stuff. And, anyway,
get a couple, and you'd have them for the weekend. Cause you, on the weekends, you could rent them for 2 days instead of one night, you know?
Oh, it was great.
So good. Those were the good days.
Yeah.
And when I was 11 or 12, and same for you, James, we didn't have Blockbuster yet.
That's true.
We had, down in Florida, we had this, some kind of video rental place.
Yeah, in St. Mary's, we had Video Warehouse. That's what it was called.
Video Warehouse,
and they had a curtain in the back that I wasn't allowed to go through, and I didn't know why, but...
I didn't know why. I started to walk in there one day, and the guy running the store said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you can't go back there." I was like, "Why not?" He said, "Because those movies aren't for you, son." It's like, okay, I'll just take your word for it. Stopping me was fear enough for me to want to even ever go back there or know what's back there. So,
yeah. You could even rent video games and stuff.
Yeah.
But the place I was at, you know, it was locally owned, obviously, and stuff, but they even had CD-ROMs. I was trying to think of what to call them because I couldn't remember. They had computer games, you know?
No.
And you could play these computer games and then return them. So,
wow.
Yeah, they were really stepping out there. But I didn't have a computer that could run anything. So
No CDs?
No.
They wouldn't let you rent the floppies?
No, they didn't have those, but it was in a period of time right after they had gotten these CDs because all of the games were video, like live compressed video, you know,
interactive
games and stuff like that. And, like The Seventh Guest. I don't know if you ever played The Seventh Guest, but it was,
it
was a pre-rendered 3D game and it had video. Really bad compressed video. You can look up Seventh Guest on YouTube, no doubt. I bet there's even a website that emulates it at this point because it was good. It was good stuff. But anyway, fuzzy Oreos. My bad. Keep going.
Sorry. Yeah, we took a stroll down Blockbuster memory lane there. So my parents would take me to the local Blockbuster. We'd rent a movie for the weekend. I remember it vividly. The movie was Little Vampires. Oh man. I remember that DVD or whatever.
I remember the case.
I don't remember if I saw it.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Yeah, little vampires. I put the movie in, turned off the lights, and laid down on my bed. In the dim luminescence of the television. That's a big word, man. I don't know if I know that word. I noticed an open, half-empty box of Oreos on the floor near my bed. I thought to myself, "Ooh, goody, a snack." I grabbed some of the Oreos and started popping them in my mouth. I was a little confused because they had a softer texture to them, but I figured that was just from being left open. So I was also taken aback because they weren't regular Oreos, James.
Mm.
They tasted much better.
Mm.
They were the vanilla cookie Oreos, my favorite. Also my favorite. You know, the ones that are kind of reverse, what do they call them? Golden Oreos now or something like that?
I don't know.
I like those. They're yummy. Anyways. They tasted much better. They were the vanilla cookie Oreos, which are my favorite. And the unexpected taste of my favorite cookie just made them taste all that much better. Halfway through the movie, I fell asleep. So, Nate's letting us know that it's a lame movie, so don't rent it, just so you know. The next morning, as the sunlight hit my eyes and awoke me, I rubbed them, looking around my room as the DVD menu screen was on repeat.
Oh, wow.
Now, Nate was going to the Blockbuster when they had DVDs to rent, so that's...
Yeah.
Puts a little timeline there. Now able to see everything in the light, I noticed the box of cookies next to the bed. I was right about them being vanilla, but they weren't just softer from being left out. They were covered in green fuzzy mold. It gets better, though. I was worried that I might be sick, so I immediately told my dad, more concerned about me freaking out than what I had just eaten. My dad assured me it wasn't a big deal, and I had nothing to worry about. In fact, he told me that they even made medicine out of it.
Oh.
So having my dad's clearance and remembering that the cookies actually tasted better, I went back and finished off the box. Such a logic for the 12-year-old.
12-year-old.
Thanks, Nate, from Massachusetts.
Nasty.
Lived to tell the story. Didn't even bother, you know, shaving the Oreos before.
Just kind of give them a little wipe there. Just rub them on your shirt, you know. Oh, gosh.
These things are healthy. They make medicine out of these kinds. I'm going to eat them up. I'm
going to be so healthy after this. Oh, gosh. All right, Nate. Sorry about the way your third arm grew in after that. Weird.
I've never gotten sick since then, but I do have a third arm, and it's great.
It's awesome.
Helps me do the dishes when I'm on a Zoom call.
Nick from Pennsylvania, Texas, says, meeting in the ladies' room. I have a funny story for you. My mom was super protective of me and my brother. This is an understatement. I just want to go ahead and tell you guys. Because of this, I was not allowed to go to the men's room by myself. Instead, I was forced to go to the women's restroom with my mom, even though I was a dude. It's not weird yet, but it's about to be. As a guy, I was usually done doing my business before my mom. This meant that I had to stand in the bathroom. Now, understand, they're not in the same urinals or the same stall, okay?
Same stall.
Okay. Yeah, he's older, and he was usually done before. So that meant he had to stand in the bathroom waiting for his mom. So he's waiting outside the stall with all these ladies going back and forth and stuff. This usually resulted in many weird looks since this happened until I was 13.
What? Oh, Nick, I'm so sorry.
13. Yeah. One time when I was 12, it was worse, though. I was waiting for my mom, and as I'm standing there, a girl from my school walked into the restroom.
Oh, no.
Much to my chagrin, she recognized me. Next day at school, I had to endure many jokes and much teasing. Hope you like the story. Hallowed be thy Howard, Nick from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Nick.
Oh. It's the worst. Overprotective moms.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, when I was that age, my mom was a single mom, you know, and I had three sisters, and I was, for the most part, the only guy in the house most of the time. except for my brother, but he was, you know, always out and about. So whenever we had to go shopping and they had to go shopping for girl clothes, we always went through the underwear aisle.
Ugh.
And I hated it, man. It was the worst.
Yeah.
But Nick, he just one-upped me and had to stand in the bathroom waiting for mom.
No.
He got recognized by a school kid.
Yeah, that's the worst. That is the worst. I mean, it's one thing when they're little, you know? When and you know what?
Yeah.
Even, there was a time I was doing a camp as the lead minister, and we were on a weekend break, and we went to the local shopping center, and I had a few young adults with me, and I had my daughter with me, and she was pretty young. And I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and I had a debacle because I didn't want to bring her in with me, and I didn't want to leave her outside by herself, and all of the young adults were, you know, spread out and gone. And so I gave her my watch, and I said, I want you to go in the bathroom and sit in one of the stalls, and when the hand gets here, I want you to come out. And if I'm not here, go back in and wait until it comes to this point. And I even saw a lady looking at us like a mom, and you could tell she was like, she had that concerned look on her face, like, I can help them. But you could also tell she had the look on her face like, he's not going to trust me. I mean, how could he trust me? You know, this, it's just, she didn't do anything. But yeah, I sent Jenna into the bathroom, and she waited with the watch and came back out, and I was done. And everything worked out
fine.
That's
one way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't bring my freaking daughter into the bathroom. She was like six. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that. But I know about this.
Hey, it's a time. Different day and age.
It is. It is. And I'm glad for it. Shirley, you have a funny life story. You want to hear it on the show? Call us today toll free 833-55-STORY or email thatstoryshow at gmail.com, especially if you're an adult. I get lots of kids stories, but you adults, you need to step up your game. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. And thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow or in the iTunes podcast app. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, I just pooped my pants in front of an entire group of people. And this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
You know, I did children's ministry for years, years and years, and I would have to pee constantly. Like, no matter how many times I went to the bathroom before, I had to pee, and I would hold it for hours. Never had a number two episode, except for one time. And it was before service, and I just looked at my wife immediately and said, I have to go home and start over. And and I handed my notes to my assistant, and I went out and cleaned myself up. It was the worst ever. But at least it didn't happen during service.
I'm glad you had somebody to cover for you.
Yeah. It was the worst. Never trust a fart.